Thank you for choosing the coronavirus hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling in to schedule a vaccine appointment?
Yes. Do you need my age and my name?
Not at this moment. Not right at this moment. Oh. So you're calling to schedule a vaccine registration?
I need to have the vaccine. Yes, ma'am. I'm 75, and I have this thing from COVID on Baldwin County that OWA has vaccinations on March 4th. Is that still accurate?
I'm unsure, ma'am. We're not affiliated with OWA. If they do have vaccines available, that's for the local people there in Baldwin County to go to Foley. First come, first serve. But if you dial this number, you will be added.
I live only about 5 miles away, so I know early is early, right? Because I've heard a lot of lines. But if not there, what do I do to get on the list? I have a neighbor that went to Robertsdale Walmart the other day, and she got hers, but she was on the list.
Yes, ma'am. We're not affiliated with Walmart in your area either.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Is there any other toll-free numbers or someone locally I could call to find out?
Well, we can register. If we register on this line?
Yes, ma'am. And then do you mean I have to go to you in person to register?
No, ma'am. And actually, let me rephrase that. I have a phone number where you can call to register for your county health department, and they will put you on a waiting list in case vaccines become available.
I'll take that number then.
Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready, ma'am. Yes.
That number is 855-566.
566?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
53.
Mm-hmm. 33. Well, and I really thank you, and they'll give me more info then when I call that number?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for choosing the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.